grain and things of this nature. If you have a good heel, you might say, we raised a big what? If you raised a corn, a lot of corn, a lot of wheat, a big yield, you might say, we raised a what? We raised a big
crop of.
That's right. Crop of wheat. All right? If you got rid of all of the brush and trees on the land, you say you did what?
Cleared up my land.
Okay, all right, speak a little louder, please.
Cleared up my land.
All right. Now, if you cut them down to make a road through the woods to a logging camp, you know, in order to make a road, you say, we just what?
Cut a road through.
Okay. All right. Now, the wheat, did you raise wheat on your farm? Did you farm?
Yes, we did.
You did? Now, the wheat tied up into a what? When you tie it up, you tie it up into what?
You tied up into bushels.
All right. Okay. Now, is there any other name for it when you tie it up into divisions, you know, and stand it up in the field? You tie it up into?
Oh, into a sheaves of wheat.
Yes. What is that word?
Sheaves.
Oh,
of wheat.
Yes. I see. All right. After that now, the bundles or sheaves are piled into, you know, you take
into
all these sheaves and you pile them into
the barn?
Before you take them out of the field, before you have time to put them?
Before you take them out of the field, usually at that time they would come through a wheat thrash, pea thrasher. Some of those thrashers would come through and they would thrash it out, and then the straw would be left there, and then you would have the grain yourself.
Oh, I see.
To put into bushels or to scatter out to finish drying.
Now, is that right? What did you do with the straw?
Well, at that particular time, you know, that's what people slept on, was straw. They yes, they made a what they call a tick, which was a mattress, and they would put it and they would sleep on it. Of course, I never did because I never could stand it, but we have had them in our home, though.
I see. So they use the straw for that.
That's
part.
Right.
I see. Well, suppose you raised quite a bit now. So you'd say, we raised 40 of wheat to an acre, or 40
bushels of wheat.
That's right. Yes, I imagine you raised that much more from time to time, didn't you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. What have you got to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it? How do you do that?
Well, you in the same like manner that you do wheat, you know, you bundle it up into sheave like and let it dry out, and then the wheat thrash come along, and then it thrash it out, and then they would take that the grain of it, and they would mix it with the other food that they had for the stock and feed it in the one or two of them.
All right. Now, suppose you and another person, you and I, have to do a job. You and another person have to do a job. When you told him about it, you would say, what? You say, you and
I
have to do this.
This job.
Yes, I see. All right. Now, if you're not speaking to him, just telling me about it, you say,